that almost everybody's back. Is everybody back?
This is Celeste. I pressed one. I'm here.
Okay, I lost two Denver people. Uh-oh. Maybe they'll be back in a minute. I can see the guests are on, but I think, hoping we didn't lose Jean.
Jean, are you there? Uh-oh.
I think we lost Kate, too.
Maybe they'll call back in. Maybe they didn't push their one.
Well, I can hit
unblock, or
you know what? I'm going to end the recording.
Okay.
And we'll start again.
Hello?
Hello?
Do yes. I press one again, too, Joan?
I think.
We don't press one, though, this time, right?
You got in. You're okay.
Hi,
okay,
Joan.
We're good.
I'm back. I lost you guys.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right, we're all back? Yes.
Are we all back?
Yes.
I'm back.
Okay, this is Joan Ranquette with Communication with All Life University, and we have a wonderful panel of people here to talk about holistic cat care, but primarily really focusing on omega-3s and what omega-3s can do for the diet and for the brain and for all sorts of things. And so I'd like to introduce Celeste Yarnell and Dr. Jean Hoagie, thank you for joining us. And, of course, we also have Kate Felicity, another animal communicator, so it's going to be big fun. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Joan. How are ya? Hello, everybody.
So this is really fun to have so many smart people on the call that love animals. It's quite a community. And so I have all sorts of questions for... Well, I, of course, have admired both of your work, Jean and Celeste, and, of course, you've put out a great book. And so I wanted to really ask about, of course, jump right into the whole omega-3 story, because so many people use chia seeds and so many different things, and I want to hear about the omega-3s that you love and why.
Absolutely. I think... you're touching on one of our favorite subject matters right now, because the more we learn, the more we grow, and we're really pretty clear on the fact that it's inflammation, chronic inflammation, that underlies every chronic disease we deal with in our human and animal health arena right now. And Dr. Jean, of course, can address the scientific aspects of it, because we all know that a little inflammation is a wonderful thing, because if we cut ourselves and we scab up, you know, we have the healthy inflammation taking place. It's when that inflammation goes unchecked, where you have chronic inflammation deep down on a cellular level, right, Jean? That chronic inflammation is where we get into trouble. So we're going to address the reasons why this happens, and we're also going to address the ways that the use of omega-3 from marine lipids is going to be paramount in our healing process.
Yeah, when you think about the diseases, especially the diseases of old age, you know, arthritis, colitis, anything that ends in itis, that means that inflammation is involved. And that sure covers just about all the old age diseases. And they arise from this chronic damage by free radicals. And what do you need to combat free radicals? You need antioxidants. And the omega-3s are great antioxidants. They're anti-inflammatory. The problem we have is that our diet is so loaded up with omega-6, which actually tend to promote inflammation. They make inflammation worse. So we really need to balance those out with the intake of omega-3s to put some brakes back in the system. Because if we eat the typical American diet with almost all omega-6s and no omega-3s, we're in a runaway car with no brakes.
Yeah, and just to add to that, that's affecting our animals and ourselves all around the world with these high omega-6 diets. If I can interject, what we can think of yin and yang when it comes to omega-3 and omega-6. It's not necessarily that one is good and one is bad. They both serve a purpose. It's the lopsided condition that we've gotten ourselves into by not consuming enough omega-3. Our bodies don't make it. So we can talk for a moment about what actually is an omega-3 fatty acid and where are they found. The ones that are going to do the job that we need to have done in our bodies come from marine sources. They come from fish. They come from shellfish. We hear a lot about flax and a lot about chia seeds and walnuts, and no one's going to say that these aren't healthy foods and that they don't have their place in our diet, but they're not going to do specifically and scientifically what we need to balance that yin-yang ratio. So if we can just touch for a moment on what foods are omega-6, omega-6 foods come from vegetable oils, such as soy oil, corn oil, safflower, cottonseed, peanut oil. Those oils really should occupy, I think, shouldn't be in our diet at all. Maybe Gene might know that there is a value for them somewhere, but as far as I'm concerned, we get those oils out of our diet and we stick with olive oil, marine lipids, butter, coconut oil, avocado. We get the vegetable oils out. Then if we look at the nightmare of factory farming, if you look at the meat, the chicken, the turkeys, they're consuming grain. So they're high omega-6 foods also. And certainly fish that are not wild-caught, and even fish that are wild-caught, they're also problematic because they're picking up heavy metals. So what do we do? How do we get that omega-3 into our bodies to balance that one-to-one ratio that we need? Americans are finding themselves today at like a 1-to-32 ratio for omega-6, the pro-inflammation fatty acid. Gene, where else can we get omega-3s? Is there any, or where else are we picking up omega-6s for the cats and the dogs?
Well, we still have to draw a little bit of a line amongst the omega-6s because while corn oil and those kinds of things certainly are bad because they're the wrong kind of fatty acids, they're the pro-inflammatory, nevertheless, there are omega-6s that are still essential for life. Arachidonic acid is one of them, especially for our kitties. So there are a few omega-6s that we need, but we need to bring it down to that close to 1-to-1 ratio as possible. Now, when our, the ancestors of our dogs and cats were eating prey, and the prey were eating grass, and they were getting their omega-6 from grass, and their fat content of a prey animal is perfectly balanced if it's a wild, natural prey animal. But you know, in North America and Canada, everything, all livestock, chickens, from chickens to goats to cows, are raised on grain, and that converts all of their natural omega-3s, which the wild animal counterpart would have all been converted into omega-6. So you can't count on getting any omega-3s from anything except you have to look for a supplement and do it on purpose, because they're just not in the food supply. So it turns out that marine lipids, marine source oils, marine meaning ocean, those are our best bets because, you know, man hasn't messed quite as much with the ocean. You know, there's some pollutants, so there's still certain precautions when we talk about marine oils. But, you know, that's why we have to go to marine oils as a source, is because we can't consume enough omega-6s, enough omega-3s without taking a dedicated supplement. It's just not possible.
What's so cool, though, about this, I think, is that we have it within our control to combat our omega-6 intake once we realize that we can fix it, because we're all going to be in situations, our animals and ourselves, where we're going to have to eat a meal every day, possibly, it could be on vacation, where we can't control our intake so well, and we know that we're loading up on our omega-6s, therefore, all we have to do is take more omega-3. So when people come to me and ask me what their dose is, you know, it's not like you need, when you take a static dose of anything, the body tends to forget how to do stuff itself, and it relies on what you're putting in it every day. But when you change it up a little bit, correct me if I'm wrong, Jean, when you change it up a little bit, the body is still able to function properly and, you know, not wait kind of for your drug fix. So if you are, what I'm saying is you don't want to just throw supplements at symptoms. You want to balance this food intake, and the way that you balance it is with a super supplement. And the super supplement that I think we all want to talk about today is Moxor, and Joan has a website where people can take a look at what Moxor is, because Moxor is a source of omega-3. It is a marine lipid. It's here for us to combat our high omega-6 fatty acid intake, and it's revolutionary. We can't buy it in a store very easily unless one of us distributors sets up a store for people's convenience. The object is you go to the website and you get it delivered fresh every month, so it hasn't been stocked on somebody's shelf. The reason that this is so revolutionary as opposed to, say, fish oil, salmon oil, krill oil, the reason it's so revolutionary is it contains the full array of all the omega-3 fatty acids known to man today. We think in their categories and subcategories, they amount to about 18. And there's one very unique omega-3. We all hear about the DHA. We all hear about the EPA, and Jean can tell you really what those mean. But this Moxor product has this omega-3 in it that's not found in any other life form to any measurable degree on the entire planet. It comes from the greenlip mussel from this huge bay in New Zealand. And it contains this unique fatty acid called icosatetraenoic acid, or ET as in Tom A. And scientifically, what's so amazing about ETA is that it interferes with the COX and LOX inflammatory pathway. To us, that means pain. And you're not going to get that or find that in anything other than the green-lipped mussels of New Zealand. So it's a brilliant little creature. If you don't know what a green-lipped mussel is, it's a bivalve feeder. They are aquafarmed, but don't let that word aquafarmed scare you. It just means that the green-lipped mussels have been organically raised and attached to ropes that are suspended to buoys that are floating in the Marlborough Sound, which is an area about as big as Orange County, California, this huge sound. So these little green-lipped mussels, they never touch the bottom of the ocean. They're long way from the ocean. They feed on the phytoplankton, which is an algae. Right, Jean?
Yeah.
So they feed on the phytoplankton that comes in from the South Pole. And being a bivalve feeder, they ingest this, and then they thrust out their waste, which is carried out into the South Pacific. So it comes in through the Tasman, and it goes out through the South Pacific. And right there in the bay, the New Zealand government comes in every day and checks the water for purity. Now, the Maori people have eaten the greenlit mussels raw for millennia. And what was so astounding was the Japanese and Russian scientists came in and were trying to figure out why the coastal Maoris didn't get inflammatory-type diseases like arthritis. But yet the inland ones, who didn't eat their greenlit mussels raw every day like the coastal Maoris did, they were suffering from, you know, the same inflammatory processes, the itis diseases, as we are. So when they investigated the greenlit mussel, they found that it had these almost magical properties. But the trick was how do you keep them alive? This company, Moxor, for over 37 years, has been one of the pioneers of the greenlit mussel industry, which was primarily sold as a food source all over the world. But when the Russians and Japanese scientists saw how valuable it was, naturally the supplement makers jumped on the bandwagon. But nobody for all these years could figure out how to not lose that enzymatic live value that those fresh raw greenlit mussels had. Moxor came along and created a cold extraction process that takes the mussels from their 18-month-old lifespan. They're at 18 months, they're harvested, they're chilled, and 4 hours later, they're encapsulated and packaged. So there's no freezing, which is what had been done before. They would freeze the whole body of the mussel, powder it, and turn it into a supplement. But there was loss. You know, there was enzymatic loss in doing that. It was still better than not taking the supplement, but there was enzymatic loss. So Moxor came along and figured out with their proprietary process how to do this with just gently chilling the mussels. Then they took the protein molecule out so that there's no seafood or shellfish allergies. And they naturally preserved it and enhanced it with cold-pressed white grapeseed husk extract from the New Zealand grapes and kiwi fruit seed oil. So to digress for a minute from the greenlit mussel itself, which has this potent anti-inflammatory benefit, and just go over to the husk extract, which is brilliant also. We hear so much buzz about the red grapes and resveratrol, and it's a brilliant supplement, but not good for dogs or cats who tend to be allergic to grapes. But the grapeseed husk extract is quite a unique thing, since there's a hole that was blasted in the ozone over New Zealand from Chernobyl. What grows there gets this blast of ozone. So the little white grape, to protect its reproductive heart, which is its seed, has grown a super husk around it. So what Moxor does is they extract from that husk this super antioxidant with a very high ORAC value, which naturally preserves it, as well as enhancing it and giving us this wonderful antioxidant. Then with the kiwi fruit seed oil, we get all the natural forms of vitamin E. So everything is organically raised, cold extracted or cold pressed, and packaged immediately. The beauty also lies in the gelatin capsule, which is from grass-fed New Zealand cattle. And that's just the capsule of Moxor is providing about 2,000 IUs of natural vitamin D3 to us. So we've got these tiny little capsules that are perfect for people, pregnant women, pregnant animals, pets. And we like to say anything with a pulse can benefit by taking Moxor. So that's a really long spiel to try to explain why Moxor is different from your Costco fish oil or some doctor's brand krill oil. You have 100% sustainable product that is complete. So anybody want to add to my spiel, please do.
Well,
Well, this is Dr. Jean. What I'd like to emphasize is if we're talking about our pets, most of them are eating commercial pet food, or, you know, the people that are in the know are making the food for them. Unless you're using organic grass-fed beef and pasture-raised chickens, your pets are not getting any omega-3s because the meat is raised to have low omega-3s. The chickens have virtually no omega-3s. Now you see DHA eggs coming out or you know, supplemented, but really what we want to do is recreate the pet's natural diet, and those are all artificial ways to do that. So the best thing to do, you know, because we do have that 30 or more ratio of pro-inflammatory.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi. Dr. Rhonda Donahue is my dear friend and all of our Moxor upline mentor extraordinaire, and she would be so proud of me, I think, if she just heard my spiel on the I think they know right now, Rhonda, what the greenlit mussel is all about.
Great. Well, you know it very well.
So. We were talking about Jean is telling us about go ahead, Jean.
We were talking about pet food and why pet food is so low in omega-3s, because it's being made from these animals that are grain-fed. So their natural omega-3s are all gone. So we have to really consider that our pets are getting zero omega-3s and supplement 100% of that. Now, we haven't covered all the different kinds of omega-3s because there's a lot of sources. I think we mentioned that the flaxseed and the nut oils and some of the vegetable oils do have omega-3s. They have alpha-linolenic acid, which is an essential fatty acid, and our pets need it. But they cannot convert that to the EPA and DHA you read so much about, and those are the ones they really need. And the only way, really, to supplement them is with a marine-based supplement. And I was going to touch on the difference between fish oils and cod liver oils and krill oils, and then the greenlit mussel oil that Celeste explained so well. Fish-based oils, you know, most salmon, and salmon oil comes from farm-raised fish, unless it says wild salmon. And even it turns out wild salmon are mostly raised in a hatchery, so there are very few wild salmon left in the world. And they're being wiped out as we speak. So you can't count on salmon oil as a source. Other fish tend to pick up a lot of pollutants. Salmon do as well. And we know that the oceans are already in trouble. The big thing lately is krill oil. And the people who promote krill say, well, it's the biggest biomass in the world. There's more krill than anything. How could we possibly run out of krill? Well, technically that's correct, but the problem is that they are harvesting those krill in very specific areas, and those specific areas are the whale feeding and breeding grounds, and whales are already becoming endangered from the depletion of the krill in those areas. So we feel the greenlit mussel oil is the most sustainable, it's the most humane, because these little mussels, you know, when you catch a fish, you have to kill that fish, you know. And these mussels are basically humanely chilled down to where they're, I wouldn't know quite what state of mind to call it, but comatose comes to mind, I think. Dr. Rhonda, maybe you know what we would call these guys, but they are not, we're not killing an animal with awareness for greenlit mussel oil. It's a whole different thing, and it's a much more humane process. The greenlit mussel oil contains much less saturated fat. It's just a healthier product, and I think it's a more sustainable product, and all the lovely buzzwords that I like to say. You know, it's pure, it's clean, it's fresh, it's, you know, the processing plant is, you can see it. If you're standing out there, if you're paddling around and you're standing next to the mussels, you can see the plant from there, so it's as fresh as it could possibly get.
Well, they're also, those very same greenlit mussels are the very same ones you find on your little platter in a sushi restaurant, and they have a very short little shelf life also. So greenlit mussels, if they arrive at a sushi restaurant, from the moment you defrost them when they're shipped, they have about a 72-hour life where you can serve them. So the Moxor people, with their own plant, with, since they grow the greenlit mussels wild, and I was going to just comment on what you said, Jean, a greenlit mussel is about as close to a plant as you can get. In fact, there's plants that are far more carnivorous than the greenlit mussel is as a life form. A lot of vegetarians will take our Moxor product because no fish, no fins, no face, no eyes. It is as low on the food chain as you can get, and it itself is a vegetarian because it eats only phytoplankton. Its body is like a holding tank of phytoplankton, and like I said, you could do a Google search for greenlit mussel, and you're going to find a couple of other companies. You're going to find Lipitrol, or as it's sold, what's it called, Rhonda?
Liprinol.
Liprinol. You're going to find Liprinol outside of the U.S., and you're going to find Omega XL in the U.S., and you're going to say, oh, you know, they sell, you buy one, you get one free. That's got to be the same as Moxor. No, not true at all. This goes back to the process that I explained before. This is the old dinosaur process of freezing the greenlit mussels and grinding up the whole body. So much has been lost in that process. So it's the Moxor process that they took 37 years to bring to us today that found the way to make it state-of-the-art. So that's the difference between Moxor and some other greenlit mussel products. Is what do we, you know, with the technology we have today, what do we all do? We go, okay, well, the price point on Moxor is $50 wholesale versus $60 retail, plus shipping, plus tax. Wow, that's expensive. Let's see if we can get it cheaper. What can we do? And these other brands will come up, but that's like comparing apples and oranges. There virtually is no comparison because of the cutting-edge process that Moxor created. These people have to buy Moxor's mussels anyway, which Moxor's companies will, you know, sell to anyone, but it's their state-of-the-art 37 years in the making process that brings you this product that is just like eating a raw food. It fits even in with the raw paradigm. So obviously, it has this cutting edge to it, and its uniqueness is what makes it so, so very special.
So anybody have any questions so far? Is it all clear as mud?
Yeah, actually, I would love to ask a few questions. This is Joan, and I love the explanation of all that. The other thing I want to add about the Moxor versus the Omega XL is I think there's a couple of other little things with the grape seed or the there's something else in the Moxor that makes it that much better and absorbable, I think, than the Omega XL.
The kiwi fruit seed oil with the natural vitamin E. Jean can address for us really how dangerous most of the vitamin E supplements are that are sold over the counter versus a natural form of vitamin E. The avocado and the kiwi fruit, as far as I know, and Jean can certainly correct me if I'm wrong, as far as I know, the kiwi fruit seed oil, second only to avocado, is the richest form of all eight natural forms of vitamin E, including tocotrienol. So when you buy these vitamin E's or you see these vitamin E's that are preserving other products, they're very synthesized.
And they're only some of the E's because it turns out the alpha tocopherol that everybody tells us that we should be taking, that doesn't function the same way. They're all antioxidants, but some of them are used to preserve products, whereas some of them are used to, you know, give us those supplements. And so it's best to have the whole balance, and then your body can say, yes, this is the one I need right now, because otherwise you're getting, you know, just fractionated. And there was just a study that came out just this week, and I was appalled to see it, that said, you know, that most of the studies that have been done on just on synthetic vitamin E have found that it's harmful. You die if you have cancer. You die faster if you take vitamin E that is not a whole food supplement. So we have a whole food supplement, and it, you know, it works with the body instead of just having one of the eight different components of vitamin E going in and doing their thing one at a time, which turns out to be a very bad thing.
Exactly, and what we would call Moxor is a nutraceutical. It's a nutraceutical, but think of it as a food. You know, it's not an isolated supplement. When we tear apart supplements today, that it, again, it's like comparing apples to oranges. You know, there's natural selenium, and then there's a chemical selenium, which is just similar to arsenic, as potent as arsenic. There's a really healthy B12. There's methylcobalamin, and there's cyanocobalamin. Cyanocobalamin is more like cyanide. So as we delve into supplements, we find that that which comes from a whole food source and takes advantage of modern science to bring it to you with the buzzword nutraceutical, when you put it in your body treats it like a food, not like a drug. That's the huge difference between Moxor and certain over-the-counter supplements. Again, where you're throwing a supplement at a symptom the same way you throw a drug at a symptom. What we're doing with Moxor is we're feeding the body. We're nourishing the body with three superfoods. So as a nourished body, the body can then itself go to work and begin the healing process. And the beauty, again, with Moxor is you really can't overdose with it. I've taken as many as 20 a day. And you certainly feel fantastic. I'm not going to lie to you and say that isn't expensive. But I quite routinely will take 12 a day for the personal conditions that I have. So the beauty of working with Jean and Kate and Joan and Dr. Rhonda and I with Moxor is you've got a family of experts that will, on a one-on-one basis, help you to determine what you need each day. You're not going to get that when you go in a store and buy an antioxidant, a vitamin E, and a fish oil. You see what I mean?
Oh, well, you'll get plenty of advice. It just won't be correct.
You're right, Jean, you're right. So the four of us here today on this call have fortunately discovered this product, and we three are here because I met Dr. Rhonda. The beautiful thing about Moxor, which is part of a network marketing distribution plan, is that we're all paying it forward. Moxor can't afford and doesn't advertise. The money that comes in from the sale of Moxor goes to make a perfect product and pay its very low overhead. So everything that comes in goes back into Moxor. Let's touch for a moment on a jar of fish oil. You go, people are going to say, well, yeah, I know I need omega-3, but why can't I go to Costco and I can buy some fish oil? Nobody's going to be able to tell you the difference between Costco's fish oil and Moxor better than Dr. Jean, but I'm going to give you a little insight before she takes that one and runs with it, and that is to come to the marketplace with a retail product. You're dealing in the wholesale to retail markup paradigm. That means that every capsule, every jar, be it liquid or capsules or tablets, depends on a minimum of a 50% markup margin. That has to take care of all the people that it takes to bring that product to your retail shelf. So your capsule is going to be less than full of what you think it is. Your jar will be less than what you think it is. And your powder will be less than what you think it is, because there are these little things that are called fillers and excipients. Pick up any jar of supplement that you have on your shelf. Chances are you're going to find magnesium stearate. That's an excipient. You're going to find fillers such as cellulose. In the oil industry, you're going to find filler oils, and these people are so brazen, they go, wow, we've got omega-6 and we've got omega-9. What they've got is rancid olive oil. That's what's filling up these gigantic fish oil capsules. For the most part, we also need to discuss the fact that Moxor is cold extracted, and 99% of the fish oil that you're going to find on a retail shelf today here in America is either molecularly distilled or esterified. And molecular distillation is legal in Europe, but esterification is not. Molecular distillation is a boiling process, whereas Jean said before, these fish are caught, they're dead, they're line caught, they're net caught, they're on a fishing boat, they're iced down, they're shipped either to Norway or to Iceland to extraction plants. Jean knows this process inside and out, but basically they boil the oil, they lace the oil with alcohol, solvents, deodorizers, and chemicals. There's a foam that floats to the top. In that foam is your omega-3. Some of that omega-3 that survives this boil will be the two first discovered essential fatty acids in the omega-3 category, your EPA and your DHA. What happens is that a little bit of that goes into that big horse capsule, and then there's a filler oil or a combination of oils, maybe even some synthetic vitamin D, are filled into those big fish oil capsules. So when you pay $9.99 for Costco's oil and you think you're getting omega-3 versus $50 to $60 for 60 capsules of Moxor, you got to realize that you just bought something that really should be put out in your garden to help, you know, your plants grow.
I don't know that I'd even do that to my plant, but...
Right.
Yeah.
I hope that explains the price point and what's really going on in... That's why MLM companies can bring finer products, network marketing companies can bring finer products, because in that 50% markup, there's that huge budget that they have to throw into advertising. Even when we see all these wonderful doctors write up these studies, I would think, you know, one in a million are going to mention the green lip muffle, you know, as far as along with krill or herring or calamari or salmon or cod liver oil.
Who pays for that research? For instance, the Liprinil, the pharmaceutical fish oil, that's esterified fish oil. And esterified, it has been distorted, remanufactured, reconfigured into an unnatural form. The natural form is the triglyceride. That's what our bodies are expecting to see, and that's what our bodies can use. But when they cook these things and they do all these processes, they basically put it into a form that you can't utilize in your body. So, you know, you're paying, you know, good money for that stuff, and your body is going to say, shoo, bang, I'm going to be putting out some expensive poop today. That's about the best that can be said for it.
Yeah, it's not a great place to put the money.
Right, you're not getting what you think you're getting. You're getting a filled product, a synthesized product, an engineered product, and with Moxor, you're getting something quite revolutionary. It's a company that I like to refer to as conscious commerce. My perspective is, you know, we have a lot going on in the political arena, and we feel so helpless and so out of control with the drug industry and politics the way they are. We have one major tool at our disposal, and that's our dollars. And I make darn well sure that I put my dollars where my mouth is. I vote with my dollars. And, you know, you're just not going to see me at a McDonald's or buying Costco's fish oil. I'm going to support the companies that are sustainable, green, and promote conscious commerce.
Yeah, support things that are green and sustainable with your shopping dollars. That's for sure.
Dr. Jean, could you touch for a moment on what it does for the brain? Because obviously both of you have been taking so much, you sound very smart, and I think I need to take more.
You're adorable, Joan. And Kate and Joan, it'll even enhance your animal communication skills, so you can even up your dose before you're going to go into a session. I don't know. Jean, do you find this, Rhonda, also? I've never written so much in my life. I feel my brain is so razor sharp that my attention is much crisper and clearer. I'm able to retain things. I mean, we have so many studies about the benefits of omega-3 for dementia and Alzheimer's, again, because we're dealing with something that will cross the blood-brain barrier. We know that the brain is primarily DHA. We got these big fat heads. And you know, we have the health food industry so split right now with the vegans, the vegetarians, the conscious omnivores, which is where I place myself, and my voting dollars go to conscious omnivore activities such as local farms and, you know, humanely, naturally raised meat industry, raw milk, raw butter, raw cheese. You know, we've got these fat heads that are, as Jean said, our brain is primarily DHA, and we're feeding that brain omega-6 constantly with the soy oil and, you know, the GMO soy paradigm. And is it any wonder that Alzheimer's and dementia is rampant? When the brain's not getting enough DHA, we have so many people staying away from anything to do with animal foods. So maybe we could address that a little bit too.
Well, let's go back a little bit to the brain function and the fact that DHA is the primary fat in the brain. And what fats do in that they constitute the cell membrane. Our cells are little bags of salt water, and they are surrounded with a membrane. It's called a phospholipid bilayer, for those of you who remember anything at all about high school biology. But it's a very unique and impressive structure. They self-assemble. It's the coolest thing, really. Look it up. Wikipedia it. But, you know, you can't maintain the integrity of your cell membranes without DHA, and you can't maintain your anti-inflammatory status without EPA. So these are very, very important fats for many physiological functions. And what happens is when we don't have them, the body has to stick something else in its place. I mean, we have 75 trillion cells. Every one of them needs a boatload of essential fatty acids to make its membrane correctly, and the membrane regulates what goes in and out and the nutrition, and it gets rid of the waste and all that stuff. Well, your body will have to substitute things like saturated fats, which makes that cell membrane stiffer, and it doesn't work as well. And when your cells don't work, you know, it's like when mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, if cells are not happy, that means tissues aren't happy, and when tissues aren't happy, then organs aren't happy. And when organs aren't happy, they start to fail, and we see some pretty rough consequences from that.
It's interesting that in some of the major veterinary diets, they have made a point of adding extra omega-3s for the so-called brain diet and the arthritis diets. They're all adding extra omega-3s. But seriously, you know, the quality of the omega-3s and how stable they are and whether they've been preserved properly, I wouldn't touch any of that stuff with a 10-foot pole. You know, our animals need real food just like we do, and they need real supplements that come from whole foods. And we really ought not to be messing around with these partial nutrients that we don't really know what the side effects are. Like I said, you know, they found out that vitamin E is really bad for you if you take vitamin E like the people in the studies, which was a fractionated synthetic form of vitamin E.
Makes and then somebody will read that study and say, oh, see, vitamin E is bad for you. Let's not eat avocados or kiwi fruit anymore. And that's
exactly
utterly, utterly ridiculous. But, Jean, you just touched on something that is so important. What a lot of people don't realize is the bane of the oil industry, all oil. I don't care if it's Wesson all the way up to our perfect greenlit mussel oil. The bane of the industry is rancidity. Rancidity is what causes oxidation. Think of oxidation as rust, or when your bottle of olive oil starts to get really yucky. The minute any oil hits the air, the oxidation process begins. And since a lot of these cheap oil manufacturers have not created the process that Moxor has created, you're actually buying rancid oils right from the get-go.
When I first heard about how wonderful fish oil was, and I think it was Rob Silver that said, Jean, you've got to start taking fish oil. I was like, yeah, sure, okay. And I didn't know all these fine points, and I went down to our local national health food, and I bought their store brand, and I found out right away I could only take it at night because the fish burps were so terrible. I couldn't take it in the morning because I would get nauseous from the repeating of the fish oil. Well, turns out that's rancid oil. And this was the top of the line house brand, super cool. You know, it was what I thought at the time was the best I could find, and it was just horrible. And then when I found out about rancidity and the oxidation and the, you know, you betcha, rancid oil. I mean, there's a lot of things in life that, you know, a little bit is better than nothing, and, you know, a cheap version is better than no version. Well, with oil, that's not true. You are better off not taking any than taking it rancid, because rancid oil is that damaging.
Well, you know, most people take better care of their cars than they do their bodies. If you've got, you know, a beautiful German motor car, and you take it to your beautiful German mechanic, and you're putting the equivalent of Costco's fish oil in that motor, your mechanic is going to fire you as a client. He's going to say, I told you to use this heavyweight, da-da-da-da-da. You've gummed up your whole engine. Well, when your mechanic tells you to buy the top-of-the-line oil for your beautiful German motor car, or American car for that matter, you do it. But yet, we can just kind of hear the brain switching off that will say, well, I can't afford that, and this is something is better than nothing. Well, as Jean said, if the whole problem with what's going on in our body is a process called oxidation, and what we're talking about recommending that people take themselves and for their pets is an antioxidant, and we're dealing with an industry that's number one problem is rancidity, you darn well have to pay more for the good stuff that is guaranteed to not be rancid because of the way Moxor has spent their millions of dollars. Instead of advertising and hype, they've put those millions of dollars into this revolutionary technique that encapsulates this tiny little bit goes a long way. In fact, two capsules of Moxor are equivalent to the whole jar of fish oil. So that makes it pretty exciting. The other thing about network marketing, where a lot of people will say, oh, it's a pyramid scam, I don't want any part of it, I've been there, done that, when it's done properly, the way Moxor does it, even if you can't afford the product, you have the ability to become a distributor for, in Moxor's case, $50 per year. For $50 per year, you have your own little business. And if all you want to do is find 5 or 10 people who take Moxor and buy Moxor from your website, you'll end up with your own product for free because you will have earned enough commissions to pay for your own product. So it's kind of like, you know, one of the things we want to do is empower people to take charge of their own health, point them in the direction of the conscious commerce companies that are delivering a product that really will benefit your health and benefit the plant, the entire planet. One of the things people don't know about Moxor that I can share, and even Dr. Rhonda can jump in here, is that Moxor recycles everything at that plant. When I told you the protein molecule is removed, that protein molecule goes to somebody else. When I tell you that the shells are removed, the shells are ground up and used to pave the motorways and the hiking trails in New Zealand. Every aspect of this greenlit muscle is recycled. The packaging is 100% green. The ink on your jar of Moxor and the box it comes in is soy. Soy ink, which is about the best use of soy that you can have right now since it shouldn't go into your body. But soy ink is wonderful. So every aspect of it is fresh, guaranteed no rancidity. Every batch is assayed and guaranteed to have no pollutants, heavy metals. Pregnant women don't have to be afraid of mercury. It's an amazing product for fertility problems. I always tell people, watch out if you're still fertile. Watch out, because Moxor is great for men and great for women. Let's not forget how valuable EPA and DHA is to sperm. So if people are still doing anything in the breeding world with dogs, cats, or horses, hey, incidentally, horses can take Moxor too. Horses only need one or two a day. So it's an absolutely amazing, green, sustainable, pristinely pure, potent little tiny capsule. And since this is a family business, it's full of love. It's full of this, you know, wonderful, gentle, loving attitude that goes into bringing it to the world. Everybody involved in Moxor takes the product themselves. So we can make it affordable if people would like to join our team. As a distributor today, they go to mymoxor.com/Joan Ranquette, and you can sign up for 2 bottles a month, become a distributor, and within 20 minutes of going to Joan's website, you're up and running with your own business. And Moxor handles everything. It has a complete back office. It offers a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can put this product in your body, your dogs, your cats, your horses, your kids, your elderly parents, to help them with Alzheimer's and dementia. And every time you drive someone to your own website, which you will get when you sign up on Jones, is you'll get $10 per bottle back from Moxor on your own company debit card to begin with. That's just one of 9 potential sources of income from Moxor. So you're kind of driven to try the product yourself. Have your own testimonial. You get 90 days to see if it works for you. If it works for you, what are you going to do? Keep it a secret? Start paying it forward, and you get a little reward back. And then, you know, ultimately, you can have your own team, such as we 4 people do right here today. We're building our own team, and we're at everyone's disposal. We're at everyone's disposal to help learn more about Moxor, build a business, help it to nourish each and every one of our life forms, bodies. I like to say, if it's got a pulse, even if it's a bird or a frog, Moxor is going to benefit that life form. And you can utilize Moxor either by taking a very sharp needle or pin, puncturing the capsule, putting it in drinking water or food, or just swallowing the capsule, or pilling your dogs or cats, or however you want to give it to a horse with a little bit of carrot.
So this is a good time to mention that the Moxor capsules are teeny, teeny, eeny, weeny, and I don't have any problem giving them to my cats, none of whom are good pill takers. But it's so small. I mean, I'm a good pill taker. I've been given pills since I was a little kid. I had a lot of health problems as a child, and I can swallow a horse pill. But boy, oh boy, when I saw those Moxor capsules, I was so excited. Makes life easy for me, makes life easy for the cats. My cats are healthy. I give it to them a couple of three, four times a week. You know, if they were sick, I would certainly give much more. But just as a maintenance, you don't have to go overboard. It is such a strong, good, excellent product. Start slow and work up and see what happens. It's you'll be amazed. I was on other fish oil products for years. You know, I'm one of those people that there was no way that I was going to test deficient for any kind of darn thing. And I noticed a difference in how I felt within 3 days, even after taking other fish oils for years. So
it's pretty amazing.
Really amazing.
And Jean touched on something else that is really the acid test. And the acid test is if when you swallow your current fish oil capsule, if you burp, with the exception of gallbladder sufferers, because people with a gallbladder condition, burping is really a symptom of gallbladder sludge or gallstones or some gallbladder condition. But with everybody else, if you burp when you take Moxor, you have a really powerful risk of just swallowing a rancid oil, because that's what that burp means, again, with the exception of gallbladder disease. And Moxor is amazing for gallbladder disease. Also, there's a lot of people out there doing the HCG, the human chorionic gonadotropin HCG diet, which is an extremely low-calorie, low, almost non-fat diet. Those diets really work, but you have a big chance of blowing your gallbladder. So if for whatever reason you've been hyped into believing that going on a low-fat diet is good for you, and you're not taking Moxor, you're in serious trouble of blowing your gallbladder. And even people who've had their gallbladders out have a condition that's called phantom gallbladder. So I really cannot think of anyone who should not be taking Moxor. A lot of people on chemotherapy are told, oh, don't take this, don't take that. I say, my personal opinion, because I'm not about to give medical advice here, is no matter what, use the brain God or goddess gave you and think about what you're being told when you're given advice to not take omega-3. There's a lot of supplements that are good for you that we could do without and go without for a while. Lots. But you can't go without omega-3 every day. And in Joan, Kate, Jean, Rhonda, and myself, I mean, you're looking at people who we do this for a living. We, or maybe not a living in a lot of our cases, but we research constantly, and we're not about to hype a product unless we're 100% convinced that it's better than the competition. All of us here treasure our name and our reputation more than anything in the world. So we're each here with a testimonial of not only what we've researched, but our own 2 bottles a month that we take and put into our body. We're all here consuming 120 capsules. Each one of us are consuming, we're each consuming a minimum of 60 capsules per month. So that product is in our bodies as we talk to you and as we share this information with you. So again, there's a lot of products out there that are good, but you can do without them. You cannot, under any circumstances, Jean, please correct me if I'm wrong, is there any medical condition that you wouldn't want to take Moxor with? I know from one of our famous pharmacies that we have selling Moxor, our pharmacist there, he's on a blood thinner. He's on Coumadin. Moxor is the only omega-3 fish oil that he can take that doesn't add to thinning the blood, because most people on Coumadin are warned not to take fish oil because of any blood thinning. As far as we know, there's no blood thinning effect with Moxor.
It has been specifically researched and specifically gone into because of that. Now, I remember when I had my gallbladder out before I knew about Moxor, they said definitely don't take these before any surgery. You're supposed to stop taking fish oil, as long before the surgery as you can, at least a couple weeks if it's an elective surgery that can wait. In my case, it couldn't wait. But Moxor has been checked for this particular trait of blood thinning, and it does not. So that really, Celeste, you told me that, and I said I didn't believe it, so I looked it up. Because I don't believe anything until I see it with my own eyeballs.
Oh, gosh, even if I tell you, that'll be the first thing she'll check.
Yes, but I do not believe everything anybody tells me.
Well, you know the famous four agreements, be impeccable in your word, always do your best, the wonderful, what's his name, Don Miguel Ruiz's four agreements. He's added a fifth agreement to that list, and it's doubt. Virtually doubt everything, and that is wonderful advice. We have these wonderful brains that we now know that we can feed with omega-3, because heaven knows they're trying to dumb us down with fluoride and synthetic this and GMOs and vaccines for, vaccines are going to be shortly the biggest money maker in the drug industry of all time. There are vaccines right now being studied for everything. So the pharmaceutical industry is hell-bent on manipulating our DNA with everything from motion sickness vaccines are being looked at, Alzheimer's vaccines, bladder infections, grass allergies. They're going to try to stick a needle in us for everything. Fluoride in our drinking water. Every single pharmaceutical action you take again on the body, okay, every action has a reaction. Every one of these actions is going to cause serious consequences. You think you're going to get benefits. They advertise you're going to get benefits. You're not going to get benefits. You're going to get consequences, serious consequences, and you're taking serious risks with the only thing that you know you've got in this world, and that's your very own body and your very own brain. And we're sharing with you a tool to save that brain, and that's this revolutionary omega-3 fatty acid from the perfect marine lipid on this planet called the green lip mussel from New Zealand. And that product is Moxor, and that product can be found at Joan Ranquette.
Well, there you go.
So did we get to your question, Joan? We went around and about a little bit there.
I just wanted people to hear, when they listen to the link later, as much as I can about just omega-3s and, what, I mean, for me, I look at it and say, well, it's great for all the itis, that you were talking about the inflammation, but I mean, there's also a side benefit of my skin always feels and looks better, and my dog's coats always look better.
Absolutely. And that's a very interesting point, because the skin and coat they're important, but they're kind of, if you're a dog, and you've got other stuff going on, your body's going to preserve the most vital organs. And so the skin and the coat will often be the first to show signs of deficiency and problems, because the body is desperately trying to hang on to every nutrient it can to keep things going. And your heart, I mean, you can live with no coat. You can live with no hair. You know, a lot of guys do, for real. But you can't live without having heart or a functioning kidney. So when you see a crummy skin or coat in an animal, you know that there's a fundamental deficiency and the body is doing its level best to try and prevent something else going wrong. When you see the skin and coat go, you know that is a desperate body going, holy crap, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do when I run out of this one last little thing that's barely keeping me going? And, you know, so you see the difference first also in skin and coat, because when the body is satisfied with those nutrients, then you'll see the skin and coat within a couple of weeks improve dramatically. That doesn't take much. It really doesn't take much. And the response is just tremendous.
It only takes one per each 40 pound, one Moxor capsule per each 40 pounds of dog weight. The horse is the opposite. As I said, the horse is going to have a need maybe for two a day. The cats can take one a day to begin with. We want to load the dose during that first 90 days because we're so depleted in this wonderful full array of omega-3 fatty acids. So we want to load the dose up for that first 90 days and then evaluate where we are. And in most cases, healthy cats can back off to, as Jean said, maybe three a week. And your little teacup breeds, they can do the, dogs, they can do the same things. Birds do great with a little bit in their water. You'll see the feather picking and the birds that have lost their feathers, they're going to really start to benefit because every hormonal function of the body is driven by these good fats. So, you know, the skin is the largest organ in the body, as Jean has just elaborated upon. So it's often skin and coat and hair is often where we see the thyroid imbalances and, you know, the lack of omega-3s as we get into this becomes so evident. Diabetes, all the itis diseases, and cancer being the body's last expression of, you know, desperately needing help and to be rebalanced. So omega-3, as we've discussed, has all these side benefits of being anti-aging, be it on the brain level, the heart level. You'll see healthy heart levels will become normalized, blood pressure. When you feed the body the proper nutrition and nourishment, the body heals itself. And we can also help so much with diet by feeding homemade raw foods, as I explain at my website, Celestial Pets. And as Dr. Jean has on her website, Little Big Cats, we offer diet help on our websites. And at CelestialPets.com, we'll even hold hand or paw over the phone and help people get started with the proper diet, the homemade raw food, raw meat, raw bone diet with proper supplementation. We at Celestial Pets have made a balancing supplement called Celestial Pets VM Plus that goes into a homemade diet along with Moxor to help balance it. And at 818-707-6331, we're available to hold those paws and help people get onto the diet bandwagon, the homemade diet bandwagon, to avoid recalls and, you know, having your animal become sick because of what cheap ingredients are put into commercial pet foods. But again, as human beings, we can tweak our own diets and help Moxor work better. I don't think anybody here will disagree with me that it's very important to get wheat and grains out of our diet. Jean has too. We've eliminated wheat. We use quinoa, which is a seed instead of grain. We don't use white flour, white sugar, white salt. We use Himalayan crystal salt. We use quinoa flour, little bit of honey, but no white sugar. We have lots of vegetables and greens and fruit and nuts, organically raised and pasture-raised beef, lamb, to the best of our ability, wild-caught fish. All kinds of good things will help Moxor work even better for your pets and the people in your life as well. But when you do have dietary indiscretions, again, you take more Moxor to help balance that load of omega-6 that you've put into your body. So you've got this little tool to utilize when you need it. If you go out to a big party and you feed yourself all those tempting goodies, take some more Moxor the next morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And I should probably give the site one more time. It's mymoxor.com/, and then it's JOANRANQUET. And I really appreciate both of you being on the call with your expertise, and hopefully we'll just keep spreading the word.
Wonderful, Joan. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.